Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
It was a tie of very small margins. In the first leg, obviously, we conceded two very poor goals. That has a big effect in the tie. We're still alive, came here. I'm really proud of the players, how they stood up and the way they tried to play, what they tried to do, especially in the first half. And then it was a game that you could see an error, an individual magic moment. It was going to decide the tie. The margins are so small. And yeah, we didn't defend well at all our box in that action. And we end up after throwing everything and trying everything, not having enough to score a goal and have an option to go through the tie.
Great.
Well, credit to the opponent as well. You know, it's very difficult to break opponents down, especially when they play the manner that they play, which they never do. But we had our moments, especially in the first half. In the second half, we struggled a little bit more to keep that rhythm, that momentum. With the changes, we tried in a different way, and there are never games with big chances. Very rare to see that at this stage of the Champions League. But it's the moment to be next to our players, to thank them for the journey that we've been both together. Unfortunately, end up today. It is painful, but we have to learn from it.
We'll go to Nick Ames from The Guardian.
Hi. Was there any tiredness maybe towards the end of that second half? It just looked maybe that Bayern were that little bit sharper as the game went on. And do you think Bayern maybe had that extra bit of belief in how to win this kind of tie?
I don't know if it was about belief. Obviously, the goal obviously put them in a very different position, and they kept adapting and making changes to defend even deeper. But I saw the players really willing, trying their best. It wasn't enough, it's true, that we lacked that magic moment that is needed in this competition to unlock it, to make something happen when the game requires to open that door. We didn't have it, and that's why we are out.
Jordan from The Sun.
Co, is this a case of a test like this coming too soon in this team's development, and that you need years upon years to learn how to win games like this?
Well, we haven't played in the competition for 7 years. We haven't been in this position for 14 years. There is a reason for it, you know, and we want to do everything fast forward, super quick in one season. And I thought we had the capacity and the quality to be in the semifinals, because the margins have been very small. But those margins, some that are coming from something else that maybe we don't have yet, and we have to learn it. And when you look historically, all the clubs to get to certain stages, they took them 7, 8, some of them 10 years to do it. But today, that is not going to make us feel better, that's for sure.
Alex, BBC.
Hi, Mikel. It's been two disappointing results for you in a few days. How would you stop that disappointment affecting the rest of the season?
Well, I wish that I had today the right words with the players to make them feel better. What I'm going to do for sure, all the staff, all the coaching staff, is be close to the players. I feel so grateful and to be their coach and to work with them every single day. And what they need to do is that we stand right next to them, give them our support, our love, and we have to pick it up, because on Saturday we have a big game. We are still playing for the Premier League. The Premier League is there. And we really want it. And we have to show now that we are capable of turning this around.
James, ESPN.
Hi, Mikel. You said earlier that Bayern played in a manner that they never normally do. Mm-hmm. Could you just expand on that? And were you surprised by quite how defensive they were?
No, because they were very similar at the Emirates, and we expected that approach. But they believed that obviously was the best way to beat us, and credit to them. I congratulate them for sure for what they've done, because they've done it really well. And when there were little margins, they were slightly better than us, and that's what they are through.
Okay, we've got the last two now. Firstly, Kaya from Football London.
The game, you said that moments were going to be the things that decided the tie, and that's how it turned out on the night. But I know you mentioned there that history is a big part of it and sort of experience, but what else do you think makes the difference to deciding the moments as to why Bayern were able to take their moments and maybe Arsenal weren't tonight?
Well, there were two big moments in the first leg, or three big moments in the first leg, and it didn't go our way, and that's a big factor. And we will all learn from it, me the first one, because I'm the maximum responsible for that, and I will try to be better next season.
And finally, to Isan from the Daily Mail.
I'm Cal. Hi. Arsenal have, of course, made a lot of progress this season, which created high expectation. After the defeat to Villa and the defeat tonight, how painful must this feel for you?
Yeah, it's there, and it's not going to go away, certainly, tonight. But I can guarantee you, by tomorrow, we are full focus on Wolves, and everybody's lifted, because what we still have to play is beautiful. And I said before, it's time to be next to our players. And in this moment, not when you win 10 in a row and a draw, that's easy to praise our players and to be behind them and to talk really nice things. The moment is now to be next to them.
Okay, everyone, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.